Of course, the reason Greece can't devalue is, or exit the euro, is its debt is still in euros. And therefore, all that you would create is an even bigger burden to pay back if you had a drachma that was worth 40-50% less than euro debt that was still denominated in the same way. Greece has already defaulted on its private sector debt by about 50%. Well, they haven't defaulted on
90%.
It hasn't defaulted on its official sector debt. Is that ever going to happen, or are they just going to extend the life of the loans continually so it happens in net present value terms but not in...
It's either all of you're presenting in the week, it's not an either or.
Okay.
It's a single thing. Because, look, it's very simple. The Greek debt is something. So, what we have? All of Europe is sitting at the moment in the euphemism and a way of making it more palatable to German voters. So, the honest and efficient thing to do is to have that is back in 2010 when it was not on the shoulders of the taxpayers. And we can do that, which is a massive political fraud. I'm using provocative terms, I'm not representing anyone except myself.
It makes the point.
So what we did was we shifted the losses from the book of banks, the big bank, the German bank, onto their taxpayers. Initially the big taxpayers, the shoulders of the big taxpayers are not broad enough to hold them, so eventually they will be shifted to the German taxpayers, and the whole point of the debt restructuring discussion that will happen after the summer regarding the Greek debt concerns how will the German taxpayer not notice? They will extend it, they will prolong it, they will package it, the fact that it remains that it will be had. Unfortunately, when you extend and pretend a sustainable debt in this manner, you are keeping the whole nation in a black cloud of debt, unpayable debt, which is the greatest deterrent to investors, foreign investments. And therefore, you have a depleting socioeconomic fabric. This is why Greece has moved. They're mostly here in London or in America or in Australia, even with El Salvador and Greece. Allegedly, I find that I found Greece most covered. Came out of shops. Greece becomes a version of Kosovo. And by Kosovo, I mean a protectorate. With the euro, you go to Pristina and you put your best card, the best card, and an ATM and get the euro out, whose main export is young people, whose companies are failing. This is what happens not just to Greece, but the whole state of the European military. I don't know if we can deny a look of the situation. So we should have had a haircut. We didn't. We had a clear tie. So effectively, the only people that really suffered were the small bondholders, because the banks were recapitalized again using money that they actually borrowed from the EFSF. Now we're going to have another haircut that's going to hit the German taxpayers. And the whole point of Europe is how to pretend this is not happening. And then we wonder as to why the majority of Europeans now are questioning the honesty and propriety of European institutions.
I'm glad to have you here because I'm always accused of being pessimistic, but I feel positively.
I consider myself to be a great optimist because unless you declare the truth, then you will never make it very far.